We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org. Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new Cinnamon Pull-Apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery-inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet, warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey-gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull Apart. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. The new Cinnabon Pull Apart. Only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Today's daily highlight from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Oh, are we on? Oh,
yeah,
hi.
We're live.
Sorry.
Hello?
Sorry, I was at the blackjack tables. Sorry, I was shooting craps. And you know what happens when you shoot craps? You got to buy a new toilet. Hi-oh.
Oh.
Hi-oh. Anyway, we are at Atlantis Paradise Island in the Bahamas. And one thing I'm loving, they have totally re-engineered the casino. Last time we were here, it was great. Now it's even better. And we are so lucky. The chief gaming officer here at Atlantis Paradise Island, Joe Brunini, is here. Hi, Joe.
How you doing?
We're doing okay.
You're doing good.
Okay, so you're the chief gaming officer. That's your domain. That beautiful casino is all yours.
If you like it, it is. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
It is.
Love it.
By the way, Joe started dealing years and years ago. You started your career as a dealer in Atlantic City, right?
Yes.
And you were dealing, what were you dealing?
I started dealing craps, and the year I started was 80s.
Wow. But you look awesome. I mean, you're not weathered at all. I am. So I tell you, you know, when you come to Atlantis, there's so many things to do. But you know what? Hitting that casino at night is just the perfect, perfect night here. And so you win some, you lose some. Give us the secrets. Now, seriously, where are my best odds in the casino here in Atlantis?
Wow, that's a tough one. You like to play table games?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Blackjack, sometimes in craps.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's an old saying, the more you bet, the more you win. But if you're less optimistic, the less you bet, the more you win when you lose.
Let me think that through.
Wait, I also heard that you should really do the slot machines that are closest to the door because they win the most, because it makes people outside want to come in because they see them winning.
Is that what do you fine tune those?
Is that true?
That's an old Vegas theory, but we're all about the same on the whole percentage.
Right.
We just wanted to have more of a variety that, you know, people enjoy. And we just expanded them also.
But I got to tell you, people get nuts when they sit at a slot machine. They think they got to, like, knock it three times and then they spit on it and, like, pull the handle and just got to change everything.
Oh, my gosh.
The slot machines don't get cold. They don't get warm. They don't do that. It's just all random every single time, right? It's just the way it works.
Absolutely. But I think you knock it five times.
Okay.
But
I do love how superstitious people are, and they, you know, like if the vibe changes, they'll get up and leave. We were playing a slot machine next to some woman. She took one look at us, packed up her little bag, and scooted away.
She did.
And then we were playing blackjack yesterday, and Elvis was like, it was just the two of us. He said, if one person sits down, I'm out of here. Someone sat down, he left.
Boom.
Oh, my God.
And I got to tell you, these old, sometimes, it's not as much here at Atlantis, but you go to other gaming establishments, and these old women sit at these slot machines. How do they get their ashes so long without them falling off the cigarette?
Impressive.
Years of training.
It's crazy.
Years.
All right, so what are some wacky things, putting you on the spot, you've seen in your years of gaming? I mean, you've seen some crazy stuff go down in some of these casinos.
Yeah, and I'll keep it kind of cautious when I say this. Okay?
No need.
Don't do that.
And we're not talking Atlantis in particular.
Okay, you know? I like where you're going with this.
Exactly.
So we had customers come in that were very superstitious. And what you learned in this industry is 22 pounds of hundreds equals $1 million.
22 pounds of hundreds equals $1 million.
Yes.
Of course.
And then when they come in, they said, I'm superstitious. I don't want you to break up my cash or anything. How much you have there? 12 and a half pounds. Okay. We calculate it out. They can start playing, and then we figure how much money they have at the end.
Oh, my God.
It's like wow. The buffet where you weigh it and eat it.
Yeah.
Well, it's so, I saw a lot of people winning last night here at Atlantis, and I'm thinking, is it good for Atlantis for people to win?
Absolutely.
Well, I know, because money's leaving. It's like in any other business, you'd be like, we don't want to lose any money. But here, the more people win, the more excited they are, and they want to come back.
Absolutely. It's, you know, you have a very, you know, small hold percentage, and over the volume, that's how you make your money. But there's winners. I mean, we had so many jackpot winners this weekend. It's out of the norm, to be honest with you.
Can you share with us, like, some of the winning numbers individuals have hit here at Atlantis?
Absolutely. Some of the slot machines, we had a $150,000 jackpot coming right back with another machine next to it with about $110,000.
Oh.
You know, then we had a lot of $50,000 jackpots. On the table games, the same thing, but at the end, you know, you have your portion of losers, you have your portion of winners, and as long as they have a good time, it is about service. It truly is. It's about service.
I love it. I mean, there's so many great people who work there, because I actually hit a jackpot the other night where they had to come over and, like, you know, take care of me, whatever, personally.
We watch you on surveillance.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's my question.
I knew it.
I mean, see, we all also assume you're sitting up in the booth, like the at the airport, the tower.
Air traffic control?
You're like, we got Elvis on the Wheel of Fortune. Do-do-ding-ding. And I'm like, just push the button. Give him a little win. A little win. Let him win. He'll stay here all night. You don't do that?
No. Okay, too much casino movies.
Then you're of no use to me then, Joe. Yes, what?
I just want to know, because I'm a big blackjack guy, when you sit down at these tables, right, and I know there's this basic strategy, and there's like the book, is it possible to screw up the table and screw up the cards if somebody makes a dumb move? Because let's face it, hitting on a 17 or an 18 is a dumb move.
Dumb.
Yes. Or not splitting when you're supposed to.
Elvis did that yesterday.
Well, right, so wait, can you really screw up the table and the vibe and the cards, or is that just an old wives' tale?
It's superstition. People, if they're winning after it, they say you did a great thing. If they're losing, they say you screwed it up. There's really? No one's going to know the outcome, you know, until the cards are dealt.
Right.
You can make the worst move there is and get the greatest cards.
Huh? It feels like a team sport, though. When you're playing blackjack, the table, they kind of help every now and then. I like it. Unless you're
people get so mad at me because I'll hit a 20.
Yeah,
dude.
Because I'm gonna get an ace and hit 21. They're like, "What the hell are you doing?"
He had an 18 yesterday. He said, "Hit it." I was like, "What are you? What?"
He split 10.
What are you doing?
You don't split 10.
I do it to make people mad. Here's the thing about, and people are gonna hate me for this. I'm gonna say it anyway. Once you hit a casino, it's just a piece of paper with numbers on it. It's not a dollar anymore. It's like Monopoly.
What planet are you from?
Yeah. I know, but here's the problem. And Joe, you see people do this. They come to the casino and they think they're going to make a salary, and this is their livelihood. You don't take money to a casino and assume that's a part of your income.
Absolutely not. It's entertainment. But I want to get back to your question about messing up the cards. To that extreme, yes, I would ask you to leave if I was a
fine, Joe. Fine, be that way.
Joe, what is worse, bachelor parties or bachelorette parties?
Yes, here we go.
Well, obviously, being a male, I would say bachelor parties, but they're, I think they're, in today's day and age, they're equally as much fun.
Okay.
Or equally as much as bad.
Okay. So I sit down with my friends at Atlantis Paradise Island, Bahamas, in that beautiful casino, by the way. I know something's a lot different in there. It has a different vibe now than it used to. It used to be great, but now it's great. What is it about the magic of a casino that pulls you in? Is it the sound? Is it the people screaming at this table, then that table? There's something about this casino that is just very inviting.
Well, it's the excitement, without a doubt. The volume of people, the excitement, I think it's the chance of winning, but also the energy that's behind it. Between the music and all the activity at the tables, I think it's definitely a magnet. And the way we designed it this time, it's a great flow through, so people could stop at any given point in time in the casino.
I love it. Well, look, thank you so much, Joe. Joe Brunini, the Chief Gaming Officer, otherwise known as the CGO at Atlantis. Nate.
Okay, how do you do the math so quickly, Joe? What? I'm sorry, I have to ask this question.
What?
So when I win, how do you calculate how much I get paid out so quickly? You must be like Rain Man when you do that math in your head.
Well, there's two things. Yes, the math is quick. And then when we don't know, we just keep paying until you're happy.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Sounds like my marriage. Well, anyway, Joe, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, and of course, the casino is a major, major, major draw here at Atlantis. But added to everything else, it's like perfect. Danielle is blinded by the sun. It's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful here. The sun is so bright.
Joe Brunini, thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
By the way, who's steering the ship downstairs? Get down to the casino. They're robbing you blind, man. Go. Don't mess with Joe.